Hey guys, it is 2019, which is very, very exciting. Man, 2018 was full of a lot of change. We're going to dive on into the highs, lows, and some of the greatest lessons that I learned last year in this episode of Social Media Secrets. But first, let's cue that intro. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're gonna break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Holy cow, 2018 was a crazy year. When I look back at the year, I don't know if you're like me in that you always hope for the best, but you always kind of expect the worst. I don't know if I'm an optimist or a pessimist or even just a realist. Maybe I'm an opportunist. I don't know. But I look back at the year, and at first, my reaction to 2018 was that it was a year full of personal pain and growth. And growth is not something that is comfortable for most of us. So first, we're going to dive into the lows of 2018. In 2018, one of the biggest lows that I had was losing a client. Oh man, losing a client that spun me into a negative spiral. A spiral that caused me to question everything I was doing, if I even love what I do, if I can even do what I love. It was a year full of lots of lows. I mean, if I'm going to be totally honest with you guys, in early 2018, our agency spiraled, as I spiraled personally and in my mindset, from $67,000 a month to $11,000 collected. That was definitely a low, as we had to pay $9,000 out of our own pockets just to cover payroll in early 2018. And that was a really scary moment. I experienced a mega massive depression as I was finishing up my pregnancy. And I also learned a lot about not being satisfied with where I am at. Some other lows included lots of failed projects. We had to let quite a few people go that weren't the right fit for our team and our culture, and letting someone go is never a positive experience. Those were some of the biggest lows that I experienced in 2018. It was really painful. It's hard to recap that and even think about it again. And one of the lows that we've been really diving into lately is the low of being turned down for a house, not just once, but twice. First, we tried for just a very normal home, and unfortunately, because we didn't have 2 solid years of tax records, we weren't able to qualify for our house just a couple days before closing, and that really, really, really hurt. Oh, man, that was a serious low. And then later on in the year, once we had hit the 2 years, we went for our dream home, and once again, we were turned down. And that feeling just sucked. There's no two ways around it. That was one of those lows where you're just like, are you joking me? Because the lenders were worried that my business was too new. They didn't know enough about our business. They were uncomfortable with loaning us the amount for us to afford our dream home. But on the flip side, there was a lot of amazing, amazing things that happened in 2018. I had the privilege of speaking to 3,500 people at Funnel Hacking Live, and I got to accept my 2 Comma Club Award on stage. We had our 3rd child, who is amazing, Dominic, and he was healthy, huge. I think he was like 9'7", but he was healthy, and he's happy, and he's an incredible baby. One of my personal highs for this year was that my whole life I have struggled with depression. And for the first time in my entire life, I went months without experiencing depression. And I was nervous that after I had Dominic, I would have postpartum depression again, just like I did with my first two kids. But something I did differently this time, and I'm not saying this is the right option for everyone, but this was right for me, was actually to dive right back into work as soon as I had him. Several days after, I was back in the office, and it just felt like I was pursuing my purpose outside of just having kids. And that kept me alive and excited, and I was able to avoid postpartum depression, which was incredible. Some other amazing highs that we had, we were able to solidify our dream team in both businesses. We love the team that we work with every day. We have so much fun. We connect. It feels like a family. It's just an incredible environment. But not just that, we grew both of our businesses. Obviously, as I shared earlier, we had our record low of $11,000 collected. Very, very scary moment. I guess I didn't put this into the low category, but we had a painful breakup with a business partner, and I told myself that I would never take on a business partner again. But for those of you who have ever like dated or been married and it didn't work out, you know that when you say like, I'm never dating anyone again, that's not always how it goes. In fact, sometimes you meet someone who restores your faith and your hope for the future. So another high is that we were able to solidify someone who is an A player as a partner in our business. And together we were able to grow both of our businesses back to each of the businesses to the $1 million a year run rate, which is so exciting. It's just unbelievable. That was an incredible triumph. Another high was that we were able to travel the world last year. Oh man, I have to think about, okay, so last year we went to Puerto Rico. Where else did we go? We went to Puerto Rico. We traveled all within the States. I think I had in total about 50 flights, which is a lot. So we racked up a lot of miles. I was able to travel to, let's see, it's hard to remember like the timeline. We traveled to Spain. We got to stay in a villa on the ocean/sea because it was right on the Strait of Gibraltar. We're looking out at the sea every single day. We could look out and see the lights of Morocco. That was incredible. And I was able to hire some incredible mentors. I work with Russell Brunson as my mentor. I work now with Alex Sharfin, Myron Golden, Stacy Martino. All of those things were huge wins for me and for my family and for our business. And overall, when we look at 2018, it was truly an incredible year. But I'm not satisfied with that growth, and I'm willing to bet that you aren't either. And in fact, I want to challenge you. If 2019 is a year of growth for you, it might be time for you to take the next step in your business. And what that next step looks like, I'm not quite sure. But one of the things that I recommend is that you commit to making 2019 your best year yet. How's that sound? I think we should do it. And if you're listening to this and you're like, I want Rachel and her team behind my business's growth, I welcome you, if the time is right, to go to theviraltouch.com and submit an application so that we can help to grow your business, scale your business, help you to increase your revenue and your profits, and honestly, see some more growth than you've ever seen before. I hope that you've enjoyed this episode, and I cannot wait to see what 2019 has in store for you.